This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, what's up, man?
This is a big party, man.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Let me first of all say, to God be the glory. Tonight is a victory for the grassroots. Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation. Tonight, the state of Iowa has spoken. Iowa has sent notice that the Republican nominee and the next president of the United States will not be chosen by the media. Will not be chosen by the Washington establishment. Will not be chosen by the lobbyists, but will be chosen by the most incredible, powerful force where all sovereignty resides in our nation, by we the people, the American people.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning, America. It is Bill Martinez here. A couple of minutes on the other side of the hour. Good to have you with us. That was last night's victory acceptance speech from one Ted Cruz. Guys, what did you think?
Wow, huh?
Yeah.
Not what anybody expected, but we'll see. How this translates to New Hampshire now, and it'll be interesting for sure.
Well, long-winded.
I thought so too. I kept thinking short and sweet. That's what I wrote down. Everybody else was fairly short and sweet. I thought Marco Rubio made a good move being the first one out there. He came in a strong third.
23%.
Closely behind Donald Trump. And, of course, Donald Trump and even Ted Cruz both love Iowa. He loves Iowa. So I was telling you, as he was heading out the door, real estate guys there, I got land for you here, sign here.
Exactly.
You want to buy a farm here, so. It was rather interesting. Of course, on the Democratic side, Hillary and Bernie, and that's very telling, the fact that so many people would agree that socialism is the future of America. That's pretty scary, isn't it?
It is scary. Growing up, a child of the 80s, when you had the Soviet Union in power and everything, I never, ever thought we'd get to this point. But here we are.
Well, I think, there's two things to consider. The injury, the hits that Hillary has taken on her trust factor has left her vulnerable. We have a generation, you guys, we were talking about this earlier, that has been raised with the idea that, hey, everybody gets a trophy, you owe me, I've gone to school, the jobs better be there, I better have health care, this entitlement mindset.
Everybody's earned the same amount of stuff.
Exactly. Right. I mean, it really is in a lot of ways, it's kind of the union mentality, the socialist mentality of Europe, which they've realized after all these years, they can't afford it, they're running out of money. The Saudis are running out of money, with the price of oil falling down. I mean, their leadership is in question right now because the people are going, hey, where's all the cake you promised us? There's no more, cake is running out here. And, you know, and I think these young kids are going to find out, in spite of what their teachers have been telling them, is reality does come into play here. And that is math, real math, not the Common Core government math that tries to tell us that unemployment is so low and all this other stuff that they try to feed us with, that Obamacare is covering so many people. They're going to find out the real truth and realize the math just doesn't add up. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to be sharing a part of your day with us. Trust me, it's good to have you here, letting us know your thoughts at hashtag BMartinezLive. We come to you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. With us right now is the one and only Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide. He regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. A history fanatic since childhood, he launched Bruce's History Lessons in 2001, written to be both entertaining and informative. The short column covers little-known events in American and world history. And I would say they shouldn't be necessarily little-known, but more and more because of what's being taught in our classrooms today, Bruce, sadly. And, you know, this is why, especially now, we're so grateful for Bruce's history lessons. Bruce Kaufman, welcome to Bill Martinez. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you so much again for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, they love Iowa, they say.
Well, certainly Ted Cruz does, although when you think about it, it's not that much of a surprise that Cruz won that thing. Iowa is a very conservative state. Iowa has a lot of Christians. It has a fair number of evangelicals. Any conservative, any Christian-based voter would look at Cruz, look at Trump, and it would be no contest, in my opinion. Cruz is probably the most conservative and probably the most deeply religious of all of the candidates on the Republican side. Bobby Jindal, who, by the way, did very well last night, he may be right up there with Cruz in that. Donald Trump is not, I don't care what he says, if you look at the history of Trump in terms of his character, in terms of his values, he's not Christian. He's not very religious. He's been married 3 times. He's had several mistresses. How many presidents or presidential candidates, Bill, can you think of who publicly, repeatedly use words like fat pig, dog, losers, lightweights, bimbos? This is not the kind of language that if you're a conservative Christian voter in Iowa that you're going to expect or agree with in terms of voting for that candidate.
Well, I think Donald Trump, you know, when asked, he's been asked several times his favorite Bible verse. I think Ted Cruz made about 20 references to Bible verses, you know, from his heart, as you say. He's obviously of the Christian faith. There's no question whatsoever. It dictates his worldview, and he made that very plain last night as he talked to Iowans and he talked to the country.
Absolutely, yes. One of my favorite. I'd forgotten about that. 2 Corinthians.
Yes.
Not exactly what we're talking about. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not surprised Cruz won. I'm also in some ways, and again, I'm not surprised that Bobby Jindal did so very well, because Bobby Jindal, who's probably my leading candidate right now on the Republican side, he's also very conservative and he's a very faith-based person. So I'm not surprised, and I'm very happy that Bobby Jindal did so well, because he's really my candidate right now.
Bruce, they didn't even show his numbers with Fox or with CNN. What was his numbers last night?
His numbers were 23. He was 1 percentage point behind Trump.
Bobby Jindal? Or are you thinking about Marco Rubio?
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. Marco Rubio.
I'm going. Wait a minute. I didn't know. You know what happened? Okay, Marco Rubio. Okay.
I'm sorry. Marco Rubio. My Jindal is probably my favorite, but Rubio would be up there as well. My bad. I apologize. No, I meant Marco Rubio. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, this is why you have to be careful about history. We make sure it's well documented. But anyway, hey, it happens. I understand. You know, with what can go on with all the, you know, with all the players and everything. And Marco, in his acceptance, I thought did a brilliant job in laying it out. He came up really right on the heels of Trump. I mean, we've got some excitement here. I mean, this is really amazing when you think about it, that we have two Hispanics in the top three.
Yep,
in this
absolutely.
2016 election. I mean, who would have thunk, right?
Yep. No, I agree completely. But again, you know, one of the things about Iowa, keep in mind, is it's almost like they like to surprise you, the Iowans. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You remember who won it 4 years ago?
Well,
Santorum. Okay. Yeah. He was polling in the teens before that, and then he won. He ended up with 25% of the vote in Iowa. The Iowans like to surprise you. They're kind of how you describe them, but you can't pigeonhole them. That's for sure.
Well, no question whatsoever. You know, Ted Cruz said that Iowa spoke. Now it's going to be the question is whether or not the rest of the nation got the memo.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Did this coming in second place hurt Trump? I think it did, because this whole aura of invincibility that he's had has now been changed. Trump's whole stick has been, I am invincible. I am inevitable. And the Iowa caucus proved that maybe that's not the case.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, they had said before, even though he was leading the polls and everything in Iowa, because I think he was two points over Cruz going into it. The question was, him not showing up at that last debate, would it hurt him? And also, what a victory for Trump could look like, even if he lost. And a victory for Trump was maybe 2 points behind, but you're talking, 4+ points behind Cruz, right?
Right. Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood, although, again, you never know for certain. But, yeah, again, Iowans, okay? They don't like guys who don't show up for work.
Yeah.
And by avoiding that debate, Trump didn't show up for work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because they're still, you know, pundits are still scratching their head and trying to figure out and say, did it have an effect? And I think it did. It may have been a minor effect, but it's just enough because especially when you get a race like this, you know, all it takes is a point here and a point there. And it starts chipping away, and we'll see if he can regain, you know, some momentum. Of course, he looks pretty good going into New Hampshire, right?
He does. But it also takes a mindset for the voter thinking, okay, this guy was invincible, so why bother? Now in Iowa, it turns out he's not invincible. So those people who have said, why bother, I think that they're going to rethink that and start looking closely at the other candidates. My point is, again, Bill, that he's not invincible any longer. He's not inevitable any longer.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's a minor game changer, because obviously he's doing very well in New Hampshire and he could recapture the momentum. He probably will. But I'm just saying, in the back of your mind now, you're thinking Donald Trump is not inevitable. He's not invincible. So let's look somewhere else. Let's consider the other candidates.
Well, like you and I have talked before, and that is that the American people love being with a winner. And they want to know somebody is going to be there. And so, yes, I think you're going to have some people that are going to fall off the truck here a little bit. The Democratic side, Hillary and Bernie, very, very close.
Close. But here's the thing about Bernie, okay? 1 year ago, Bernie was 40% behind Hillary. He had no money. He had no name recognition. And he's going against the most powerful political machine in the country, the Clinton political machine. A year later, it's basically a tie. And they're both going into New Hampshire, where, of course, he's got a 25 to 30% lead. I will grant you it's because he's from Vermont, a neighboring state.
Exactly.
And after New Hampshire, they head south, where Hillary's got an advantage. But I mean, think about that. 1 year ago, 40% behind her in the polls, no money, no name recognition, and he basically takes her to a draw.
Yeah, those emails that he was tired of hearing about and others all weighing against her and all having an impact on, you know, the trust factor for one Hillary Clinton. And, you know, and the other thing, too, we were talking about earlier with the guys here, that this entitlement-minded generation is starting to raise its head and get some momentum as well. I don't know. We'll see what happens. More with Bruce Kaufman after this. Stay with us, America.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
So I got a little notice, in case you see, the security guys. We have wonderful security guys. They said, Mr. Trump, there may be somebody with tomatoes in the audience. So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay.
And we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Bruce Kaufman continues, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, to your point in your recent column here about Donald Trump and why he scares you, is he's just vulgar and crude at times, isn't he?
He is, which is part of the reason that I have a problem with him. Bill, the things you want in a president, they're basically three things. You want temperament, judgment, and experience. And I would say judgment and temperament are even actually above experience, because the greatest president we've ever had, Abraham Lincoln, had zero political experience, or not much. And Trump has none of that. He has none of those things. He has, values, this guy's been married three times, several mistresses. Business success, he's declared bankruptcy four times. His fortune came from his dad. He is now being sued or is suing in more than 150 federal lawsuits. And he's lazy. This is the other problem. He doesn't even know what's in his own proposals. His immigration proposal, denigrates the economic positives of legal immigrants, both illegal and legal. And yet later on he's calling for more legal immigrants. His signature issue is, I'm going to take all 11 million people who are legally in this country, and I'm going to deport every single one of them, and then we're going to let the good guys back in. Donald, how about we figure out who the good guys are first, and let them stay in and save us the time and trouble of deporting good guys and bringing them back into the country? His proposals make no sense. He doesn't understand his own proposals. He's lazy. Every single time this guy is asked a question on an issue, he has no idea what the questioner is talking about. He will say, well, I'm going to hire great guys. If he can't finesse his way out of an answer, he'll say, I'm going to hire experts, and they'll take care of that situation. That's not practical. So, and my other problem, of course, with him is that he goes all over the map. This guy was pro-abortion until he wasn't. He was for the Obama stimulus package. He was for the bailout of the banks and the auto industries. He's for universal health care, and then all of a sudden, he isn't. He changes his mind. He, his own words, he evolves.
Yeah.
And the other problem I have with him is that he's not specific about anything, okay? How many times have you heard Donald Trump say to a crowd of admirers, we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done. Last week, somebody shouted out, how? This was on an education proposal. And Trump's answer was, just you watch. He has no specifics. He has no convictions. This is one of the reasons why I can't support. And he's not a Republican. So those are basically, in a nutshell, the reasons. And, okay, finally, and this is a slight exaggeration on my part, but because the guy is so thin-skinned, okay, so bent on revenge, look at Megyn Kelly, who was just doing her job, by the way, in asking him in a debate to comment on his public comments about women, which he's acknowledged making. So Megyn Kelly is asking, she's thinking, okay, I want to ask him about judgment and character. I want to explain those comments denigrating women. And he's so thin-skinned about that he's calling her a bimbo, a lightweight, whatever. Do you want somebody who's thin-skinned, bent on revenge, anywhere near the nuclear launch codes? Not me.
Well, so, we kind of had that for the last almost 8 years now.
Yes, that's true. That's the other thing, Bill, is that of all my worries about the Obama administration, it has been that he has set a precedent, okay, that his followers are going, Democrat and Republican, who are going to follow, which is to say when Congress doesn't follow me on an issue of which I consider politically important, I'm going to go around Congress by issuing executive orders, presidential memoranda, presidential signing statements. I'm going to violate the Constitution's separation of powers. Of the one candidate out there right now who I think is going to follow Obama on that, it's Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's going to have all these issues that Congress is not going to authorize him to deport 11 million people, so he issues an executive order. He wants to build a wall between Mexico and our southern border states. Congress is not going to authorize that in terms and have Mexico pay for it. Congress is not going to authorize him to invade Mexico or freeze Mexico's assets so that Mexico pays for his wall. He's going to issue executive orders. He's going to issue presidential memoranda. He is going to follow Barack Obama in terms of violating the Constitution. That's the other thing that really worries me.
Well, that's what concerns me about anybody that follows this administration, is that we could have executive orders on steroids because of what's been established here.
That's exactly right, Bill. But I think this is the one candidate out there that is going to actually do it on steroids. Some of the other ones are going to look at Obama and say, okay, Democrat or Republican, okay, I'm frustrated that Congress won't follow my lead, so I'm going to issue executive orders, even though the founding fathers put the separation powers doctrine in place to specifically deny the president, one person, his ability to get his way on issues. So, yeah, you're right. I think this is a big worry of mine, is that because of the precedent that Obama set, we're going to see more and more executive orders, more and more violations of the separation of powers. Look, the founding fathers wanted the legislative branch to be the lead branch. That's why they gave the legislative branch the ability to pass laws dealing with public policy issues. That was their priority. Now we have executive office basically doing it. And if Donald Trump follows Barack Obama, you're right. You're going to see executive orders on steroids.
And the challenge you have with a businessman, there's one way to conduct business, another way to conduct politics. Business and politics really clash because politics is due process. It takes time. I mean, there was a reason our founding fathers said, no, we're not going to, you know, microwave legislation through the process here. It's going to be a process. We're going to take our time. And they set up a perfect structure, I believe, all things considered, in order to accomplish that. Barack Obama comes in and others, this microwave generation, that says, no, but it's not moving fast enough, so we're going to preempt it. The challenge is we've got a constituency, a growing constituency, that's been raised on that mentality. And you have now a populace, you know, feeding them red meat. And what is that going to do in terms of conditioning people's expectation level? Because you've got a businessman who's used to saying, hey, you're fired. Right. You come into the government, you can't, you know, you're fired isn't going to work. I mean, right now we got people on the payroll that we, the people, are paying for, and we're paying them to stay home, and to the tune of billions of dollars. So how is it that one person is going to come in and be able to say, hey, you're fired, you're out of here, and lickety-split, be able to marry a business mindset into a political environment? I think that's a big challenge. I saw it happened, Bruce, in California with one Arnold Schwarzenegger who came in and said, hey, I'm going to get all these wussy boys and I'm going to whip them into shape and, you know, teach them a thing or two. Well, real quick, Arnold Schwarzenegger found out it doesn't work that way, even
exactly.
In the state of California.
When was the last time there was a president who had been a successful businessman before he was president? Absolutely. The founding fathers, in fact, this all basically started with the progressives, Woodrow Wilson, saying, wait a minute, a business, he's thinking of government as a business. And he's looking at the government he's got, in which they're all at odds with each other. He's going, no, that's not how a business is supposed to work. We're all supposed to work together. Mm-hmm. And I'm the president of the company, so everybody has to defer to me. No, the founding fathers didn't want. They wanted the separation of powers. They wanted the government to be fighting each other because one branch of the government shouldn't have all control of powers. That's what's called a dictatorship. That's
exactly.
And I mean, CEOs are basically dictators. I know they've got a board of directors, but in terms of the operation of the company, their orders are go. And that's how the progressives and Barack Obama saw the presidency working. As you say, that's not how the founding fathers set it up. It's not a business. It's not. Right. You're supposed to have tug of wars between the branches of government. Everybody's not supposed to be working together, because if you're working together, then you're following the lead of the executive branch.
Well, even from a business model, though, Bruce, progressives and Barack Obama forget something that's really key to business, and that's called return on investment. You know, let's spend all this money in green energy, but where's the light at the end of the tunnel that says, hey, taxpayers, you made a good investment here. We've got return, and look what's happening with, you know, with our energy program as a result of the investment you put in. But unfortunately, it's become so politicized that it's difficult to discern, you know, the good from the bad.
Yep. Hey, taxpayers, how about that Obamacare? How's that working out for you?
Yeah,
insurance
exactly.
Companies have joined it. How are you? What kind of return investment are you getting?
Exactly. And we were talking, Bruce, about that 30 million. Remember that 30 million people that Obamacare was supposed to cover? To this day, we still can't find out how they moved the needle on the 30 million people. How many of those are actually covered? And they're now backing off their numbers in typical mathematical form of the U.S. government. They said now it's looking like only 13 million people are going to be signed up for Obamacare this year. The disaster continues. Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, is always good to have you with us. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour, America.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Block is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Block is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, 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 like you shake, shake, shake. Brand new looks so good on you, so shake like you may shake. Come on and shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I got to tell you, we're everywhere you are, on your smartphone, your computer. You know, it's just absolutely incredible in over 270 markets across the country. Spreading the good word to get this country united. Once again, let's forget the hyphenation. Let's be the United States of America. And, you know, let's make this happen. But, you know, as we discussed with Bruce Kaufman, it's going to be a process, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something we can snap our fingers at. I mean, you take any major issue that we're dealing with. Certainly, experience defines preference for us. And we've had a lot of experience. We're smarter than this, and we can make some right decisions come together. But we have to have this open forum. This is why I'm so grateful to Dr. Ben Carson and even Donald Trump, that we've knocked the walls of political correctness down to where we can now have a conversation, a two-way conversation, because that's what happens in a conversation. You got to be able to communicate. And first of all, you got to want to communicate. And so, you know, we're starting to communicate and share these ideas and beginning to realize that we're all blindfolded to a certain degree, filling different parts of the elephant. And if we can communicate one with another, we can realize what it is we're dealing with. If we do so, you know, with earnest truth and with resolve to, you know, find a better way. We're a lot smarter. This is the American way. This is what has been part of our legacy. And we've abandoned that for the sake of, you know, partisanship and ego and whatever on and on. So, you know, I say, how's that working for you? We're looking at $19 trillion in debt. We're the most vulnerable we've ever been in my lifetime right now, national security wise. And we are wasting money right down the proverbial tube. And, you know, so what are you going to do? just get more and more frustrated and more, you know, divisive. You know, that's not the way this works, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to come together on this, and I appreciate it. I'm grateful that that movement is happening, and we got to continue to reward and encourage those positive things that are happening in our country today. Speaking of positive things, hey, it's time for the Good News Girl. The one and only Samantha Mills. She's checking out, you know, for viral videos, and she's got some great stories for us this morning to share with us. Samantha, how you doing, sweetie? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Hey,
I'm deaf over here in North Carolina.
Oh, really? Huh? It's well, I'm in Tennessee, and it's cooling off a little bit. We got a storm going through, and when I first got here, it was like mid-60s. And I'm here with my buddy who, you know, we grew up together in California. And I'm going, what is this? You brought California weather here to Tennessee? What is it like? He goes, no. He goes, don't be fooled. He goes, no. This is all an anomaly. So, you know, so today I get a little bit of a taste of real Tennessee here in just a moment. And I'm going to be here in Tennessee for about 3 weeks. And over this weekend, Lauren Kitchens and her husband Robin and I were going to go down to, you know, visit Elvis and really find out if he's still alive, because 1 out of 10 Americans say he's still alive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we're going to check it out. Hey, your first story I want to talk about is about strangers forming a human chain to save a truck driver from a perilous fall. Tell us about that.
Now, here's a story to restore your faith in humanity. I mean, if you've lost your faith in humanity, here it is right here. It's up in a Pennsylvania turnpike about 20 miles east of Bedford. A truck driver was driving, and he just suddenly lost control a couple of weeks ago whenever there had been a lot of snow. He lost control of his truck, and he crashed through the guardrail. They said he went about half a mile crashing through this guardrail, and just out of nowhere, a man named Arlen Satanic actually noticed that there was all these strangers that just pulled over to help. Everybody, it was just spontaneous. Nobody knew each other. Everybody just stopped, and they formed a human chain of about 20 people, and there was diesel fuel, gallons of diesel fuel, hundreds of it, just going everywhere, and these people formed a line. And down that hill where this truck driver was, they all linked themselves together and pulled him out to safety. And it was just an amazing, it's an amazing picture just to see these people all linked together. These are strangers. This wasn't planned. And it was just like they knew what to do, and they got this guy out. And, you know, he was injured, of course, but he's okay. They got him to his feet within 15 minutes. So,
wow. And people need to realize, Sam, as you're explaining here, it was everybody involved making this human chain. Again, we're reminded you're only as strong as your weakest link, right? Here's all these people of one mind coming together and lifting this gentleman to safety. I mean, that tells us a lot there if we have, you know, eyes and ears to see and hear.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they called it like a chain of heroes. And the amazing part was people seemed to know what to do.
Yes.
I would have no idea what to do to help somebody like that, you know, just to go down a hill. But they were able to go down and pull this guy back up in this terrible weather, in this terrible situation. And, you know, God bless all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, somebody commented.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say somebody commented, and they're like, I bet they didn't ask his political affiliation or his religion or his race before they reached to help him. It was just people helping people, and that was what the whole thing was all about. Nobody even expected to be recognized. You know, they just all got back in their cars and left. Nobody was sitting around to take a picture.
Yeah, that's the way true heroes are, Sam. That is very touching, as you say. If you needed a restoration of our humanity and what we're capable of doing, just go to the story, which is linked at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. You got another sweet story about these conjoined twins that are successfully separated just after 8 days. Tell us about that.
Well, conjoined twins, you know, there's only about 200 of them living in the world right now that have been successfully separated. And this happens in about one in every 200,000 births, and they only have about a 5 to 25% survival rate. So this is a really big deal that these twins over in Switzerland were able to be separated at such a young age. These girls were part of a set of triplets. They were only 8 days old, and they were planning to wait longer before they separated them, but then they started having some problems with their blood pressure. One had high blood pressure, one had low, and they decided, you know what, we have to go ahead and separate them now. And when they began, they were connected at the chest and at the liver.
Oh.
And when they began to separate the babies, they just were fully prepared for the death of both. And fortunately, the operation was a giant success, and both girls are gaining weight and breastfeeding now, and they're on the road to recovery.
Walking miracles. Can you imagine the testimony that they will have forever in their lives? This is an incredible story. Hey, you know, for all the bad news and challenges that Baltimore has had, this would encourage you about Baltimore and what the city there is doing in terms of encouraging teens to shovel snow for the elderly and disabled. Tell us about that.
Well, this is such a great idea. Baltimore has actually developed a smartphone app that allows teens to shovel snow in the city, but they'll take a picture of the driveway before, and then they shovel the snow and take it after, and they're getting paid $10 an hour to do this.
Wow.
And the good thing is they're doing it for the elderly and disabled, so not only is it providing a job opportunity for these teens where they're making $10 an hour, which, you know, for a teenager is great. You know, that's above minimum wage, and it's hard work, but it's very rewarding, so it's helping the teenagers, it's helping the people who can't get out there and shovel the snow themselves. And these teams can make up to $750 over the winter just shoveling some snow.
Well, that's great. And you think about the sense of productivity that these young people are having, you know, in helping the elderly and disabled. That's a great idea from the city of Baltimore at $10 an hour. You know, I'm sure that some of the Democrats were there going, hey, it needed to be $10, you know, $10 an hour is working, and people are appreciating it. It's win-win all the way around. The final story here is such a sweet story, and I'm glad we're going to have time to talk about this one. And that's the father of four daughters and his reaction about a future son.
That's right. So this guy, he had a bit of a meltdown. Julio Pena, they had a gender reveal for their fifth child. They have four daughters ranging from 16 to 7 years old.
Mm.
So he loves his four daughters, but every dad has to enjoy having a son, having his own little mini-me. And you can see him when you're watching the video. He goes to reach out and cut the cake, and he kind of hesitates because inside it's either going to be pink or it's going to be blue, if you've ever been to one of these gender reveal parties.
Right.
And so he goes and he cuts the cake, and as he pulls out the knife, he faints because it's a little boy. He said he thought his mind was playing tricks on him. And when he discovered that he was having his little boy for the first time, he couldn't control himself. You just see him collapse and fall over, and everybody's just screaming, excited. And
well, that is so cool. You see, the Hispanic community on their reveal parties, what they do is they hang up a piñata and put a pink. I'm just kidding. But just for fun. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com for more information. Samantha Mills, the good news girl on Bill Martinez.
You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you at just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Patrick Wood is with us, author, lecturer, who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Patrick, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, Pat, I got to tell you, the thing that's coming up repeatedly in this election season, and being a sense you understand, I want to say the strings that are being pulled in the dark rooms, behind the curtain that we're not seeing. People are, on one hand, they're encouraged that maybe we might be able to take our country back. But then others look at the reality of the system that it's so well grooved and paradigmed that in order for us to take back our country, there's a revolution that needs to take place.
Well, there is. And the problem is people really do not understand who the enemy is. And the enemy is not just the politician. The system that's being created around us is choking us to death.
Exactly.
And this is the problem. This is this is singularly the enemy that's killing our country. It's killing our economy. It's killing our political system, the dysfunction that exists in our system right now. And until people start to focus on that problem, there's not going to be any help.
How can we fix that problem?
Well, in my estimation, it needs to be fixed from the bottom up, Bill. Mm-hmm. I think people need to get out and clean up their own communities and get rid of all this United Nations garbage that's come in through Agenda 21 and sustainable development and stuff like that. This is the new economic system that they're trying to replace capitalism and free enterprise. The United Nations has actually stated that they're going to destroy capitalism and free enterprise and substitute an economic system called sustainable development, which is technocracy, as I document in my book, Technocracy
right.
Rising. And this means that the whole world is on the edge of a complete sea change.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what our country would do without our economic system.
Right.
Everything would be gone. Your job would be gone. My job would be gone. The radio would be gone. You know? It's like,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Patrick, here we are. You know, we saw what happened in Iowa last night with Bernie Sanders as a you know, about socialist, number two in the Democratic Party. I mean, all this stuff and these indications are quite foreboding that America really needs a wake-up call, because we're dancing with the devil and we don't even realize it.
Well, I know. I believe if Americans understood who they're really fighting, they would probably mount an appropriate defense. But they haven't yet. And, you know, I still have some measure of faith in the American people. They're very creative generally, you know, overall. And they've been very good historically about, you know, providing solutions to stuff that they clearly understand. But this is, you know, what's happening in our country today is just, it's just not understood. People are just so confused and they're so caught up with the political process and stuff, they just don't understand. But you're right, it is scary that somebody like Bernie Sanders can come up from, you know, practically nowhere to being the, probably, to, you know, mm-hmm. to being the one that will beat Hillary Clinton in the primary.
Well, and the thing is, progressives win either way, because it moves anything that takes this country and the mindset away from the free market and capitalistic system in our economy that has brought us here, you know, 200 and some years later. It's a win for progressives, because they see this, okay, because, all right, let them go in and do socialism. Let them go ahead and crash and burn, and then we'll be right there to pick up the pieces and say that we can fix this problem, because that's what they've been doing all these years, and this has been going on for over 100 years. Some people say, well, this has only been happening for 50 years. Not so. This has been going on since the 19th century, the middle of the 19th century. Progressives said, hey, we've got to work against this program, and it has been a slow crawl, but it has been a steady and progressive crawl for this movement, and here we are today. And Patrick, I'm saying somebody's got to turn the light on to let the American people to see what's happening with their, you know, their way of life and the future for their grandchildren.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. It seems like a hopeless battle at times, but you just can't sit down and go away. I would remind people of Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, that he wrote in 1970. He was a co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, by the way. Mm-hmm. He wrote back in, way back then, before any of this stuff was really, you know, maturing, he wrote that that Marxism and socialism and communism were nothing more than a stepping stone to the ultimate, what he called, technotronic era, which is exactly what we have today. Mm-hmm. He called it a stepping stone. It's not the end in itself. Socialism, communism is not the end in itself, but it is a stepping stone towards this system of technocracy that these scam artists are trying to set up on the whole planet.
Exactly.
And it's very close right now. It's just, you know, the technology is racing ahead, you know, the Internet of Things now is expected to be something like 21 billion connected devices by 2020, Bill. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be connected. Everything is going to be spying on you and slicing and dicing your data real time on the fly. It's going to be like a virtual scientific dictatorship.
And people need to see that our freedoms are going out the door in this process. We are being surrounded and we're being handcuffed with this technology. And, you know, but if they don't see it, you know, I'm like you, Patrick. I'm still optimistic that we're going to be able to save the day on the issue, that more Americans will wake up to this reality and see what's going on. But it's all so subtle, especially when you have an entitlement-minded generation that is being raised up. And they're like lemmings. They're lemmings going over the hill by way of lost freedoms and with it as well, I believe, lost dreams. Because I believe that's the driving force behind every human being, is the dreams that we come into this world to fulfill that keep us up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, the dreams that has you writing books and talking about these issues. That's what I feel, Patrick, is that I'm a guardian for everybody's dream. I want them to realize their big dreams, their God-given dreams. Because you imagine if that happens, the human potential that God has put in all of us, the sense of fulfillment and freedom that we would enjoy as people, not only here in America, but around the world.
That's right. And, you know, as long as people, young people especially, beg to be plugged in. They just desperately beg to be plugged in. If you took a poor kid on the street and maybe the family didn't have any money to buy any smart devices or whatever, and, you know, his dream is to own an iPhone mm-hmm. or, you know, or an Android phone. I want to be plugged in. I want to use the, you know, Facebook and Snapchat. I want to send pictures to my friends. And that's about as far as, you know, as far as young people are thinking these days. They don't see the danger. Their parents don't see the danger lurking
behind. Exactly.
And Americans sooner or later are going to have to wake up and see who's really behind it. This is not being driven by elected politicians. It's being driven by appointed, unelected technocrats that are buried in our government at almost every level.
Yes.
These people are the ones that are creating this system, this new economic system, to completely turn the world upside down. It's never
exactly.
been tried before. It's never been tested by any, you know, group of economists or anything like that. These idiots are just doing it. And
well,
the thing is...
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, Patrick. You know, again, we find ourselves living in the world of theory. What happened to empirical evidence? Like you said, this has never been done before. It's just a guy, bunch of guys and maybe some gals, but from what I understand, mostly guys that are all together in this dark cabal of a room saying, hey, we're going to move humanity around like chess pieces. And, you know, like lemmings, we're all marching in step with them, you know, surrendering our freedoms and our very selves to this diabolical, you know, movement that's going on and taking place. I mean, I just sense more and more this noose, you know, that's wrapped around humanity that continues to be tightened. I mean, you were talking about the fourth industrial revolution, which leads into what we're talking about here. And people need to understand, you know, what is going on. And tell us about the World Economic Forum, where they were talking about this fourth industrial revolution.
Well, this is what's on the mind of the global elite right now, is this so-called fourth industrial revolution. And it's really not industrial in one sense, but it is a revolution. And it concerns things like the Internet of Things, that is connecting everything in the world together, from the shoes you wear to the clothes you're wearing to all your identification pieces to your thermostat in your home, your refrigerator. I mean, everything's going to be connected. Then you add on top of that robotics and artificial intelligence, and all of a sudden the thing's just going, you know, it's like inconceivable what's happening.
Mm.
And it's going to turn the world economically upside down. And nobody's brought, you know, talked yet about, well, where are the new jobs going to come from? You know, how, if you're going to displace 7 to 10 million people, how are you going to get those people back employed somewhere else?
Yeah. Well, it's deja vu all over again. You know, this is this, you know, new economic direction that our leaders took us in saying, hey, we need to be a global economy. Well, you know, you do that and you abandon all the jobs and the citizens of this great country of ours. And you say, oh, well, we'll manage through this unemployment deal. Well, their idea of managing it is, hey, let's lie about the numbers and, you know, let's just keep them in the dark and feeding them manure, as they say, Patrick.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Well, Patrick, we're out of time. As always, good to have your perspective. Love having you on here with us. Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s. Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez Live. It is 2 minutes before the top of the hour, America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.